Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to another episode of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations for Modern Life. My name's Adam Bates, and today we are reading from Book 4, Passage 40. Guys, thank you for the feedback following the previous episode as well. Obviously, it's been the first one for a little while, so I do appreciate you giving me your thoughts on it. And please do continue to do so. You can reach me on social media at AdsFitness on Instagram. That's ADZ Fitness, or one word. Also, don't forget you can join the Patreon page as well, which is patreon.com/stoicismformodernlife. There is extra content on there. With that said, let's just crack on with today's episode. So again, it's Book 4, Passage 40. Think always of the universe as one living creature, comprising one substance and one soul. How all is absorbed into this one consciousness. How a single impulse governs all its actions. How all things collaborate in all that happens, the very web and mesh of it all. Is it not pretty amazing how so much of this has actually come to pass as true with the understanding of science that we have today? Think about it, we all came from stardust, right? If we go back and look at, you know, how the universe was created, which of course we understand a bit more about now. But there's other things with this as well. If you consider that we are, anything in nature, it's all made of atoms, okay? Every single atom, anything, any matter, anything that has mass, exerts a gravitational pull on anything else that has mass, as we know. So even though, of course, the pull from an atom in my body compared to someone over the other side of the world may not seem to have this certainly doesn't have a noticeable effect on anything, it is still there. It is still in existence. Yeah, it's like that saying, throwing a pebble into the sea and the whole shoreline changes. But it's true with everything that there is in the universe. Everything is tied and linked together. Another amazing thing is in recent years, they have shown that thoughts produce waveforms. Now think about that. If you're thinking of something, it produces a waveform. Same way sound does. There may come a time where all humans can detect these waveforms. Obviously, there is a waveform, right? We can detect, therefore, the waveform. So we can effectively be able to read each other's thoughts, maybe even combine thoughts together to make a thought more powerful. Consciousness is a pretty amazing thing, and it's something that, in this crazy times that we live in today, often a higher order comes out of chaos, right? And one of the things that certainly the internet and the speed of delivery of information is helping is people to understand how things work on a more spiritual level, how consciousness works a bit more. And, you know, I have no doubt that in the future, there'll come a time where all humans like have this shared empathy for any other human. You know, like one person's pain will be detected by others and can be remedied in that way as well. But when we want to, I want to obviously help you guys apply this to you and help you with your life, right? Now, if you ever lose someone from your life, this could be like, it could be an unfortunate like death of someone close to you. It could just be someone leaving, the end of a relationship or family member moving away. Someone who was close to you who's no longer in your life. We can feel sad and down about their loss for many ways, for many reasons. But if we do lose someone close to us, have a little think about what actually comes into your life following that. Have a think what it was that you miss about that person. I just mean trait-wise, what is it that you miss? And then actually consider where that has come into your life in other ways. You see, nothing actually gets created or destroyed. Energy just changes form. So you might say, well, I miss the way that they used to make me laugh. Well, someone else will come into your life, or if we're looking at a past experience, someone else would have come into your life who actually gives you that same element of laughter. So it's kind of replaced with someone else. Or you may miss the serious conversations that you had about life with them. Have a look and think. Someone else has filled that void too. Whether it's someone new coming into your life who fills that void, or whether you just developed a relationship with someone you already know. And that same thing that you feel you're missing about the person who's gone, it will be replaced elsewhere. And that's how life kind of works. We do lose things, we do sort of gain things, but ultimately everything then still reaches like a balance. So when we lose something, we gain something elsewhere. And we replace what we've lost in other forms. So effectively, like, our life is just changing form as the universe is constantly evolving and changing form with everything being linked together. And then you can look at this in another way as well. If you have areas in your life that you've not taken complete ownership for. Let's say you lack self-confidence, right? Someone will probably come into your life and will actually really abuse that. Now, this may actually be someone comes into your life and that lack of self-confidence allows you to easily become infatuated with that person, right? Yeah, let's say you end up in a relationship with them. They may then actually hurt you so much that lack of self-confidence becomes even worse, right? And you feel you're at rock bottom. But then that actually causes you to go out and do things that actually change how you perceive yourself. Whether that is just following a passion, like the perfect example, of course, is like how people have to break up. So they go get into the gym, right? Make them feel good about themselves. And suddenly, guess what's happening? They start to have self-confidence and self-love. Well, that came from a pain that was created by someone in their life because they took advantage of that lack of self-confidence before. So even the people that come into our lives and hurt us, they still play this role. The universe will not always bring us what we want, but it brings us what we need. You know, if you... there's an example, actually, I can think back. It's probably going back three or four years ago, I'd say now. And I got considered so good at what I did, you know, that, whether that was helping people, their mind or the bodies, obviously, at the time, that I actually had a close friend reach out to me and say, you know what? And it was someone I actually used to have, like, very, you know, I'd gone on the DeMartini course with them and stuff. You know, we were pretty close and talked about a lot of that stuff. And they reached out and they said to me, yeah, Adam, it's hard to tell you this, but I think you've become so accustomed to helping people and people following what you say and it working that I've noticed you sometimes talk down to me now. And it was something I was completely unaware of. But then I sat and I thought about it and I was like, you know what? She had a point, right? She really did have a point. Like, my head had perhaps gone a little bit in the clouds. I actually then went and reached out to a few people and, you know, I was conscious of that I may have done this too, taking them for granted almost and, you know, apologized. And yeah, I'm glad that person obviously reached out before things got too far or something. That was someone really close to me, so they'd notice it really quickly. But the universe brought things back into balance, right? So one thing shifts, another thing will happen to bring it back into balance. Because everything in your life is interlinked and related. And the universe will work for you, but it won't work necessarily for what you desire. But it will work based on what you need and what energy that you're putting out. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed the episode. If you have, please leave a rating and review if you're listening on Apple or wherever you're listening, whatever they offer, whether it's the comments and ratings on Spotify, which is where I know a lot of people listen. Please do so. Please reach out and let me know if the show's been of any use to you on social media as well. Always lovely to hear from you. But other than that, thank you again for listening, and I will see you next time.